the four circle formation to explain the stages of creation. So what quickening man is, after hearing from the fifth patriarch, he completely came to great awakening, because his missing link is he has this true mind awareness nature within since birth. But nobody explained to him. That's why he doesn't know what it is, but he can use it. He see, he know what all this thing is, but he doesn't have the complete understanding of how marvelous this nature is, how it can be developed into such understanding. That's why the fifth patriarch was to go through the Diamond Sutra with him until he reached that part on that mind. This mind, he said, means the mundane mind. You must know how to use it and yet not be deluded by it. So that one refer to the number three circle, the third circle from the left. Then after that, he immediately understood what that nature is. Means that so-called mundane mind, or in Huineng's case, is the supramundane mind, because his mundane mind has collapsed. So what has come out is the supramundane mind. Yeah. Like what happened to my nature after the year 1989, when my mundane mind collapsed, my third circle gone. But then another mind, which is very fine, like no mind, that one is a supramundane mind. That one, no grasping, no clinging, no delusion. That one surface and replace the mundane mind. So that super mundane mind, he said, you must learn how to use it. And for normal people, you must not be deluded by it or deceived by it or have any delusion to attach and cling on to it. Then he like understood the whole secret of life. Then he knew immediately from that nature how all these things come about. That's why he said, how amazing that all Dhamma arise from that nature. So what he mean is our source, the Buddha nature, or we call it the unconditioned. When you realize Nibbana, you touch that circle. And that is also called the true nature, original nature, and the oneness nature. Different people give it by different name. Then the first thing to come out from there is the true mind, the pure awareness nature. That is the second circle. So that one, you cannot give it a name or talk about it or describe it. But that one has got no words, no thought, nothing. Just the awareness nature that is aware, ever shining, luminous, bright, pure nature. So that is the first to come out. But for that to come out, you need a form and mind, karmically conditioned. The rain become very heavy, until now still very heavy. So this pure awareness nature is the first thing to come out from the source. But for this to happen, you must have a form and mind, karmically conditional. That's why as a human being, we are born into this world with a physical body and a consciousness trapped inside. And we need this to access that true mind, the silent mind, the awareness nature. You need to develop the ability to cultivate the awareness-based meditation to cease the thinking. When the mundane thinking ceases, that which is all the time there before the arising of the mundane thinking, that is your true mind, your pure awareness nature. actually from there it create or manifested the mundane mind, and the mundane mind through its senses manifested the external form or phenomenal world of consciousness. We call it our existential world or conditioned world. So this one is the one that is luring and enticing. Through delusion you will grasp and cling and develop unnecessary suffering, because you think everything is so real, so beautiful, so enticing, and so luring, and you want to own them, possess them, and you want to have them. That's why your evils of greed, hatred, and delusion, they manifest. And all this is what existence is all about, life is all about. So from the mundane mind, it manifests. So these are the stages of creation. That's why Huineng, he mentioned it very well. He said, he exclaimed and told the fifth period, how amazing that the self nature, means the Buddha nature, is originally already perfect, pure. Then how amazing that the self nature is unborn and undying. How amazing that the self nature is inherently complete. How amazing that the self nature neither move nor stay. And this is the meaning. Means nothing. No word, no duality, nothing. You cannot describe it. Then how amazing that all Dhamma come from this self nature. And this is the creation, the manifestation. So this pure awareness nature, or what we call it our true nature or our self nature, this one is the one that actually manifested the mundane mind. The mundane mind actually arises from there. The process of its arising, you can only see it when you have stabilized your awareness nature. Then when you have the form and mind together connected to it, then you will see how you function as a human being, how you manifest through your senses and the consciousness trapped inside, how upon contact consciousness come to be, then how from there you input the content of consciousness and trigger of the thought, which is the five aggregates of form and mind. And this is where the mental creation starts. From there the phenomenal world of consciousness arises, the sixth sense door. So you can become conscious of what you see, what you hear, what you smell, what you taste, what you tactilely feel and think. And this is how you know the world. This is how you interact with the world. This is how the phenomenal world of consciousness come to be. And to the Buddha, consciousness is an aggregate of mind. The analogy is, it's like a magician. It creates a lot of illusion for you to see. Magician is also called an illusionist, that creates illusion. So the phenomenal world of consciousness is actually an illusionary world, not what you think. So this is how the creation starts. So what I want you to understand is, I have to explain how from the second circle, the pure awareness nature, the mundane mind arises. And a lot of people who don't have the understanding and the cultivation cannot understand. Where they use the mundane mind to think. Through knowledge, they try to develop the understanding. There is no way, you can't. Why? Because without a stable awareness nature, you cannot see how thought arises. Thought does not fall from there, understand? It's not that the true mind has fallen to become the mundane mind. That is complete delusion and wrong. The true mind, like I say, that nature existed before thought. How can it fall? And to understand that, you must stay there and see the creation process. So what happened is that nature, like I explained before, is spacious awareness.